Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
So Joe Cocker bringing us back. Mad Dog Englishman. Welcome back. 17 Till. That's Joe. He's a crazy guy. I like his music. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for rocking with us. Having a great visit with our good friend John Deaney, celebrating his 10th anniversary as a member of our Brain Trust. He joined us back in the year 2000 and has been a great addition to it for us ever since. And he's the president of Management Performance Network, mpninc.com is his website. And he's also the tab boards guy, the main tab boards guy in America. That's the alternative boards. John, in the previous segment, you identified seven areas that you encouraged people to business owners to think about getting ready for the new year. Can we go through those in the next couple of segments in a little more detail?
Sure.
The first one you said was, "What are your revenues going to be next year? How do you forecast that?"
Well, they use different. You know, truthfully, most of them pick a number.
Yeah.
You know, some have figured it all out.
Is it a guess or is it a reasonable expectation?
It's a reasonable expectation if things go
well. That's the story they're sticking to, right?
Right. And, you know, as you know well, Jim, that's more than the vast majority of small businesses.
Oh, yeah. I'll take somebody. If you're just thinking about it, even if you're guessing, I'll take that over. I don't know.
Yeah, you know, if you put a target up on the wall and tell the staff this is what we're going for,
yeah,
you have a vastly greater chance of hitting it.
Well, but the thing is you ought to be, as a small business owner, and of course, business-to-business companies are going to be a little easier for them to do than retail, probably, because retail is more, you know, typically smaller transactions. But regardless, just look at where your business came from last year. See what their circumstances are in your marketplace for what you think they're going to be in for the next year. Is the economy picking up? Is it going off? Is your area going to be typically more favorable next year or than not? And just use all those rules of thumb, right, and come up with a number.
Yes, and as you and I have said before when we've talked, most of our clients, most of your listeners, you. Me, we have such an infinitesimal market share.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
You know, you're in your market, you're doing 2% of the business. You know, if you can take 1% of the business from somebody else, you're going to have the best year of your life.
Right, exactly. Well, that's right. And I remind people, you know, that's the beauty of being a small business. You don't have to conquer the world. You just have to find those people who really want to do business with you, and they're out there if you'll find them. All right, so we've come up with a number of how much our revenue is going to be, and then we need to. But that number is not any good without the second point, right? The gross profit.
And the next question is what? Well, the one in between there is what is the one thing that has to happen in order for you to hit that number? You know,
should we say okay? If I don't do anything, I think I can grow at 3% next year. But if I get off my backside and work a little harder, maybe a little smarter, and install this issue, the question you just asked, I might get that to 10%.
Right. And what is that thing going to be?
What would it take? Is I have to spend more?
Form an alliance, move into a new territory.
More advertising.
Right.
On radio, of course. Self-serving promotion there. What does it have to do? Do I need to get a bigger sign? Do I need to hire better salespeople? Do I need to send my salespeople for training? Could be a lot of things.
Sure. But we ask them to one thing. Don't come up with a laundry list of 25 things you could do. What is the one thing you're going to do?
What is the one thing that you actually would pull off that you'll be devoted to doing, and that will that one thing will provide the most leverage for that sales goal?
Right, and of course, part of the board process in the alternative board is they're announcing these to their other board members.
Right, making a commitment. They're sticking, putting a stake in the ground.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third question is profit margin. And we don't...
You're talking gross profit.
No, we don't dictate what it is. Some people, you know, wholesalers run by gross. Restaurateurs run by net. You know, it depends on the industry.
Yeah. Okay,
whatever you used to measure last year, whatever your critical measurement was, that's the measurement we want to use coming.
But I prefer making a stop in the, below the line. I mean above the line with the gross profit, John. I just think that any company, I don't care who you are, and I don't know a lot about running a restaurant, but how they do their books that much, but to me, if you don't know. If you know you buy high and sell, you buy low and sell high. If you don't know what that ratio is, then I think you're not. I think you got management problems. What do you think?
I agree, but the ones that tend to measure by net tend to be in the larger companies where they don't quite live out of the tax benefits of their company as much as the smaller businesses.
Well, but I'm not even talking about that, John. I mean you really need to know. I just think you need to manage. I think they're two separate management disciplines. Your market discipline and your operating discipline.
And people should know and do. When I say restaurateurs run by net, typically they look at net, but you can, if there's a restaurateur in the country, if there's anyone you ever meet in that industry, and you say, what's your food and labor, and he can't tell you off the top of his head, big trouble.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not a real restaurateur. And, folks, what we're talking about, gross is what you sell minus what it costs you to provide what you sold. Cost of goods sold gives you your gross profit and then, therefore, your gross profit percentage. Below that are your fixed costs, your operating costs. You subtract that from your gross profit, and that's where you get your net profit. And that's how that works. That's one's above the line, the other's below the line. Quick break. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.